In the name of Jesus, amen. This is the second time this semester that I have been assigned to preach on a day designated as the commemoration of a saint. In September, it was Hannah, the mother of the prophet Samuel, and today it is Saint Andrew, apostle and brother of Simon Peter. A pattern seems to be emerging. I suppose it is too late now to schedule me next week to commemorate Barbara, patroness of artillery and fireworks. But I have already penciled myself in next April for Saint Drogo, the protector and solace of unattractive people. But contrary to my general disinclination to commemorate saints, I am delighted to remember Andrew today. In the church's history, there has been a good deal too much foolishness about saints, which we don't need to encourage or continue, but Andrew is important. Of course, he's reputed to have been the first to preach the gospel in Georgia. That's Tbilisi, not Atlanta. And he has been adopted as the patron saint of Cyprus and Malta and Romania and Spain and, of course, Scotland. But none of that matters. There is a tradition that he was crucified on an X-shaped cross. That was his instrument of martyrdom. And that may be why some rustic folks in England and Scotland will put crosses like that next to their fireplaces as defense against witches coming down the chimney. But who really knows about such pious traditions, and who takes any such silly superstitions seriously? Remembering Andrew well requires no such flights of fanciful creativity and no homiletical gymnastics. There's no need to track down dubious relics to venerate or concoct far-fetched moral lessons. The story of Andrew we really know and care about is pretty straightforward and even commonplace. When he met Jesus and learned who he is, he went right away to his brother Simon and told him about Jesus. And more than just telling Simon about Jesus, Andrew introduced his brother to the Messiah, the Christ, the Savior. He brought him to Jesus. Every one of us was brought to Jesus by someone else. We did not discover him on our own. That was true of Andrew as well. Andrew was raised a Jew, expecting the Messiah of Israel. So you could say he had been introduced to the promise and the hope of Jesus from childhood before he ever knew Messiah's name. He had become a disciple of John the Baptist, drawn to John's preaching of repentance to prepare for someone greater. And that's how Andrew happened to be standing within earshot when John spotted Jesus walking by and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." When Andrew heard John say that, he had to know more. So he followed Jesus to find out what it meant. John the Baptist pointed Andrew to Jesus, the Messiah, and then Andrew went and got his brother Simon. He brought him to Jesus. Andrew didn't send Simon to go see Jesus for himself. He took him. He went with him. He made the introductions. Andrew needed to go to Jesus, to stay with Jesus, to learn from Jesus as much as Simon did. That's the way it works. You've been introduced to Jesus, and you need to stay with him, to follow him, to listen to what he teaches and watch what he does. Somebody somewhere introduced you to this Jesus, brought you to him, and thank God they did, because you need what Jesus alone gives: life, salvation, forgiveness, hope. And when you know Jesus, you bring other people along so they can know him too. Your kids, your family, your neighbors, your old drinking buddies, and your weird uncle. You bring them to Jesus like Andrew brought Simon to Jesus. He brought him to Jesus. So this commemoration of St. Andrew Apostle isn't really a story about Andrew in the end. The focus isn't on Andrew, soul winner and brother bringer extraordinaire. The focus isn't even on Simon, the brother he brought, maybe one of the most consequential and important converts in Christian history. This is a Jesus story. The focus is squarely on the one we need to meet, we need to follow and listen to. And just as Andrew's story is really part of the Jesus story, your story isn't really about you either. Imagine hundreds of years from now, when somebody is commemorating the feast day of Saint whoever you are, renewer of Lutheranism, apostle to Sheboygan. None of the silly, pious fables about your miraculous grasp of Greek and your flawless GPA in seminary will be taken seriously. Nobody believes that stuff. And none of it matters. But this will still matter. He brought them to Jesus. There was a political slogan a while back. They even sold t-shirts with this on it, believe it or not. If I'm remembering right, it said, "We are the ones we've been waiting for." Oh gosh, I hope that is not true. That sounds so depressing. Look around you and imagine that this motley assortment of generally unqualified specimens is the best hope humanity has. Well, then we are all in deep, deep trouble. But we're not. I mean, we're not in that kind of deep, deep trouble, because we are not the ones we've been waiting for. I prefer the Andrew alternative. He brought him to Jesus. This guy, this Jesus is the Christ, God's appointed, anointed, only begotten. He's the one we've been waiting for, the one we need to meet, the one you and I need to follow and watch and listen to. He is the one Andrew was waiting for, the one John the Baptist was waiting for, the one Simon was waiting for. This Jesus is the one the world is waiting for, whether they know it or not. thank God somebody brought me to Jesus. Thank God somebody brought you too. And thank God the Andrew story is still going on for a bunch of new folks when you and I bring them to Jesus. In the name of Jesus, amen.